Thanks to our friends at the Boardwalk Plaza Hotel in Rehoboth, Delaware, for sponsoring the Bridge Podcast Network. They invite you to discover the reawakening of springtime at the beach. Celebrate the arrival of the warmer weather with an oceanfront getaway. And don't wait. Beat the summer rush with specially priced Victorian vacation packages while they last. While you're there, enjoy oceanfront dining with a beach and boardwalk view at Victoria's Restaurant or relax at the Cozy Plaza Pub. For menus and getaway packages, visit BoardwalkPlaza.com or call 800-33-BEACH.
Hi there, we are so happy you are hanging out with us today on this episode of If You Really Knew Me, a place for honest conversations about the Enneagram to inspire better connections with others, ourselves, and God. We recognize that life is hard, so it helps to laugh. And that is our goal today, to make you laugh and enjoy yourself. My name is Kim Willie, and I'm here with my friend and co-host, Ben Sarles, who makes me laugh all the time. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Kim. It's good to be here together laughing.
That's right. That's right. We thought we'd have a bit of fun today and look at how each Enneagram type may handle certain situations. So today we're going to take a little sneak peek into the world of like worship leaders, how folks grocery shop, and how we drive. This is that one's going to be funny. I can't wait for that one.
And I think there's going to be a little surprise later.
Yes.
You never know what generation will be represented.
That's right. You don't want to miss the end because we're going to throw a little surprise at you. So to kick things off, you and I both have had experience in the worship world.
Yes.
We've both been on worship teams, led some worship. And so for me and you, I'm sure this is going to be funny, but for those that have never led worship, maybe tell them what can they expect? Like, what does a worship leader have to do?
Well, you know, let's think of it this way. You take all of these creative people that have been creative for a while, so they have a way that they want to do things, and you stick them together in a room and you say, work together to make something beautiful happen.
That's right.
So, and many times it does, you know, most times it does. And we have some great worship. But sometimes our little personalities sneak out and you can pick up on little banter back and forth. And so worship team leading can be really fun because you see everybody's personality come out.
And sometimes it can be like herding cats, getting everybody to do this.
Herding some cats for Jesus is what it is. Let's.
So we're going to dive in here. Would you like me to take number one?
I would love for you to take number one.
Okay. Type one worship leader style. This is during practice, how you would be during practice. Okay, people, be sure you hit your marks and come in when you're supposed to. All harmony parts must be in sync. Remember, we are singing for the Lord, so this must be perfect. And remember to dress modestly on stage because we don't want to be inappropriate.
That's funny because, you know, type ones want to do things as good as they can.
Yes.
So it's like, okay, we're covering all the bases.
Yes.
Wear things that are appropriate.
They're moral.
All the things.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Type two. Okay, rhythm section, you guys got this. I believe in you. If you need me to play that part for you, I can. Vocalist, we could not do this without you. Gold star performance, guys. Amazing. Let me know how I can help you in any way. I'm here for you.
The little helpers, the number twos.
The little helpers.
Oh, my goodness. I love that. And the encouragers, because you're telling everybody, you got this. You can do this. You love people.
Yes.
So that's funny. And that's you. So do you feel like that?
I do. It's very important to me that everyone feels affirmed and because I, so feel good. We love you. Make sure you know we love you.
That's right. That's right. Okay. So a type three worship leader at practice. If we hit this chorus with full intensity at just the right moment, the altar will be packed. I think the pastor will really appreciate our effort. And don't forget to practice your part at home. We don't want people to think we don't know what we're doing up here.
You know, there's that is true type three, I think. You know, we need to have a good image.
Yes.
We need to appear successful and accomplish things. So,
yep.
We don't want to get caught looking like we don't know what we're doing.
Yeah. And and that's me. And I have to remind myself, okay, Kim, yes, you want to do all these things excellent for the Lord, but you also have to remember to let the Spirit flow.
Yes.
Don't be so uptight.
Yes. Yes. And you know, that takes some of the pressure off too.
It does. It does. The perfection pressure. Yes.
Type fours. Now I've taken some liberties on the bridge of this song to give it more emotion and depth. I really think the true beauty and feeling will burst forth when we give ourselves over to the Spirit and let it just flow out of us. The congregation needs to feel every part of what we're singing and playing.
Can you feel that? Can you feel that emotion there from the four?
Let's just linger in this moment.
Yes. And you know, I'm wondering,
soak it in.
Type fours, do they go over on time? Or do they actually let the Spirit flow like it should? Interesting. Yeah. We love fours.
We do.
Type five. I've been researching five different versions of this song, and I think the fourth one is going to be our best bet. I hate to bother you all with too much work, so I've also memorized the harmony parts in case someone gets stuck. I am also going to need the practice to be short. I'm very aware of your time constraints and how much time we want to spend at practice. Mm-hmm. I hope that's not a problem.
Yes, that measured amount of energy coming out. I've got this much to give to this. And so, yep. I'm worried about your time constraints, and I'm also worried about my time constraints.
I need to go home and recharge. It's too much. Oh, my goodness. How about a six?
Type six. Okay, team. When we hit the first note of that verse, I want all vocalists to sing with me and every instrument playing just in case one of us hits a wrong note. I'm really hoping that we don't have sound and tech issues this week, like a mic not working, or worse, make sure to tape down the chords also, so someone doesn't trip over the cord and fall off the stage. You know, we don't want an ambulance to come and disrupt the service. You know, I don't want to let the pastor down.
I think sixes sound a little bit worried there, worried that something might go wrong.
Worst case scenario, playing it all out. I know, isn't that something?
And being loyal, not wanting to let the pastor down. So you got to love that part of it.
Yes.
Type sevens. We love our fun type sevens. This week, we're just going to let it flow. I don't want to overthink it. Whatever I do, just follow. We've got this. It's going to be fun. Let's make it an experience that folks won't forget. We might even try a new song, or better yet, write one on the spot during worship. It's going to be great. You guys are going to do great. Can't wait.
Oh, my word. You think about that. And so type sevens are like, yeah, that's awesome. And then type ones would be like, don't you dare. Yes. And maybe the rest of us. Like,
I've been on a team where a seven was leading and I'm like, oh, sweet Jesus. They just changed that. And I wasn't prepared. But it went well.
Yes.
Oh, my word. What about an eight?
Type eight, you know, the intense type, you know, you guys are the best team. Nobody compares. Somebody had the nerve to complain last week that the electric guitar was too loud and tried to tell the pastor to lower it. Don't worry. I took care of that situation. Nobody is going to talk about our team like that. Not happening. I went to the pastor on your behalf and fought for you. I've got your back.
Eights are definitely our protectors, and they watch out for us, and they don't want to take any junk from anybody.
That's right. That is exactly right.
Oh, and then lastly, nines. Hi, team. I noticed last week there was some tension between the percussion and guitarist. It's really important that we're completely unified. I'm happy to talk it through with you so that maybe you can get really connected. Each of you are equally important to the team, and the people can sense disunity. We can do this. By the way, if everyone wants to do the new song tomorrow, I can go along with that idea.
That's that merging, you know, if you want to do this, I want to do this. And just keep peace, you know, let's have peace and unity. Give peace a chance.
Don't want to rock the boat. Don't want to make anybody upset. I'll do whatever you guys want to do.
Yes, exactly.
God bless the nine worship leader.
Exactly. So, you know, I was thinking about life in the grocery store.
Oh, dear.
Have you ever been to a grocery store and you thought like...
Yes, I have.
there you go. You thought like, okay, this person is slower than Moses going down this aisle.
Yes.
And they're looking at every little thing and picking it up and reading it and thinking about it and, you know, all that kind of stuff, taking pictures of it. And then... you've got another tie. I call him the wanderer. You know, you just leave your cart here and you go a few aisles down. And so I just come up upon a random cart sitting with groceries and somebody's out browsing somewhere else. Or so you could have someone on the right side of the aisle with their cart, and all of a sudden they go to the left side of the aisle, and now the whole aisle is blocked.
You can't get through. We are all very different.
Yes,
we are all extremely different in the store. It's something we have to do. We all have to go, and I'm sure as we read these and as we say these, you guys are going to see yourselves or somebody that you've run into at the grocery store. How about you take a stab at type one, Ben?
Number one. Okay, I need peaches, chicken, pasta, and cereal. I've got a coupon for the first two items at this store, but I can get a much better deal and better looking produce at the other. I'll just hit both stores and get what I need. That way, I'll get the best deal. You know, doctors say if you eat peaches regularly, you will have a beautiful complexion. Okay, you know, type ones want to be as good as they can. So you got to throw in that little good complete doctor say,
yes.
You know, if you do this, I'm going to help you and me be as good as we can be.
Yes, they're doing the best they can do.
Funny.
Type two. Oh, maybe while I'm here, I'll pick up a few things for my neighbor because it looked like they were running low on supplies. Of course, I can't forget the sweet little lady at church. I could whip up some cupcakes for her since she had a rough week. It shouldn't take that much time. Hopefully, she will appreciate it. Oh, man, this store doesn't have my son's favorite snacks, so I can always slip across town and try. If I'm late to my appointment, mm-mm. I know the girl at the front desk, she'll get me in.
No, a two would not do that. A
just
two
gotta
would
hurry
not
up.
Fit in a whole bunch of things.
Oh.
I've never done that in my entire life.
And no. Thinking of someone else over themselves, like the sweet little lady at church, which is awesome. But yes, oh my word, that's funny.
Type three, see if you resonate with this. Okay, I've got my list printed out and I'm ready to go. I've created it so that it's in order of the layout of the store so I can be efficient with my time. I've also put items in my cart in categories so they can be bagged together so it's easier to put away when I get home.
Preach it. That's what I do.
There you go. My sweet thing is a type three.
Yeah.
And honey, let me tell you.
Yeah.
It is. There's a method to the madness and we're in and we're out.
Yeah. It's efficiency.
Know, that's right.
Efficiency makes life better.
There you go. There you go.
So a type four in the grocery store. I'm always amazed at the array of colors displayed in the produce section. I mean, it's like a little rainbow of fruits and veggies just waiting to greet me when I come in. Not to mention the wonderful smell of fresh baked bread wafting through the air. Oh, and I am really feeling these 80s tunes they are playing. It makes my shopping experience so much more enjoyable. Want to come with me?
Exactly. The colors and the whatever. No, honey, just get your stuff and come on. No.
You got to appreciate how much they soak life in, though. I love
yes,
that part.
Yes,
I love that.
I love it. I need more of that.
Yes.
So type fives. Okay. I need to head to the store and get some things. Better yet, I'll just place the order online. That way I can just have more time for myself. On second thought, do I even really need it? I'll just ask someone to grab it for me.
I actually can probably see my husband doing this. That is hilarious.
How about a type six?
Okay, this is what I see for a type six in the grocery store. Okay, I only need a few things. It would be really nice to have someone go with me. Sometimes these stores can be crazy, but if I go before people get off work, then the lines are less. You never know if someone could jump out and grab you or steal your stuff. I've also got to remember to bring my sanitary wipes. These carts are filled with germs, and I don't want to get sick.
There you go.
Is that a good descriptor for a six?
That's great. You know, type six knows where the exits are, where the restrooms are, what the safety precautions are.
Mm-hmm.
Watch out, there's a spill, or there needs to be a sign here because there's a spill.
Yeah. There needs to be some kind of safety put in place.
I love it.
Tell me about a seven.
It would be fun to go with the type seven, you know? Oops, forgot my list. Oh, well, I'll just grab some things that I'm in the mood for. Maybe tonight I'll make some Italian food, or tomorrow we'll have some tacos. Whatever. I also have to think about what we're going to do for our 70s dress-up gathering. As long as we have fun, that's all that matters. You only live once, YOLO.
I mean, I think I might get a little stressed going to the store with a 7. But,
yes.
But I love
their zeal. As long as it's their things that we're shopping for.
That's right. Their zeal. Their zeal makes me smile.
Yes.
So this is my thoughts on a type 8 in the grocery store. Okay, I just need a few things this week for a special recipe. Not finding the special spice being called for. Well, I will find it no matter what I have to do. If I have to go to 10 stores, this recipe will come together and it will be delicious. I've got the manager on speed dial if needed. You can drive me. Just keep the car running.
There you go. You know, I think about Black Friday shopping and a type 8.
Yes.
You know, we're going to get that parking spot or we're keep the car running.
Yeah.
You go get in the line. I'll go get the stuff. I'll bring it to you.
Yeah.
You take it through and we'll all get in the getaway car.
It's a getter done shopper right there. I love that.
Yes. Type 9s. Hey, guys, what does everybody want from the grocery store? Guys, I'm talking here. Hello. Okay, I'm writing it down. Okay, I guess I won't get this item because everyone else wants something else. Oh, look, a good parking spot. Now, what did I do with that list?
Bless their hearts.
Bless their hearts. We love them. We love them.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we do have to go to the grocery store, so these are funny things that we just have to look at. But there's something else you have to do to get to the store. You have to drive.
You have to drive on the road. You know, life is a highway.
It is.
And what are the fun little things that happen when we go on the road? This morning, let me tell you, there was someone going 42 miles an hour in a 50.
Oh, dear.
And my thought was not like, okay, we'll get there. My thought was like, you got 8 more miles an hour to go. Let's get it going.
Yes. And, you know, and I have to admit, I've been guilty of a little bit of road rage before. And that's not a good thing. And we should not do that because we want to drive safely. But you get a little flustered sometimes.
Yeah, a little flustered.
And then, you know.
You go to the other meaning of the word, lay hands on them and bless them.
Yeah. So let's check out if what your type is, if this was your style behind the wheel. A number one, okay, I need to leave here no later than 7:18 on the dot. So I allow for traffic, a coffee stop, and getting organized once I get there. It's really better to think ahead about this stuff, or you won't be in the frame of mind to give your best. I'll make myself a note to talk to my friend because she makes this mistake all the time. Look, traffic is merging. Really, it's better to do a zipper method with merging traffic so you can ride right up to the last minute in the lane that is closing because studies show it's more efficient.
It's more efficient. This is the best way we can do it. Okay, type two. Oh, no, no, no. Did they just cut that old lady off? I am going to slow them down so that lady can pass them. How does that feel? Oh, look, a turtle. I'm going to stop traffic and help it across the road. Then I want to swing by and pay for someone's coffee because it always makes me feel good at the beginning of the day. Oh, and if that homeless guy's on the corner, I can give him one too.
Bless your heart. That's so sweet. So sweet. Oh my goodness. Caring about others.
What about type threes?
Threes. Oh yes. If I can stay on this route, I can hit the store on the way there and pick up dinner items to kill two birds with one stone. Cool beans. Now I've saved a total of 3 minutes that I can use finishing up the latest podcast I was listening to. That way, when I get home, I can accomplish some other things on my list. This person is driving in the fast lane and they are going slower than Moses. Hello. Signs are there for a reason. Kids, when we get there, be ready to get out and get in there. And you can help as long as you stay with me and no looking at toys.
There you go. You know, when my wife drives, she puts the GPS on many times.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know how to get there? She said, no, that's the time to beat.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like your arrival time. Let's say your arrival time is 3 o'clock. She said, I'm going to get there at 2:58.
You know? Oh, my goodness. We must be efficient.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
That's funny.
What about a four?
Type fours. This is my absolute favorite road to travel on. You know, the view of the cornfields and the sun coming up from behind is incredible. I know it takes longer to go this way, but I would miss this beautiful landscape. Oh, look at that little raccoon crossing the road. What a sweetheart. Wow, that just inspires me. When I get home, I'm going to pull out my watercolors and capture this moment in a painting.
Yes.
Maybe my wife can clean up the painting supplies when we're done. Wait a minute. I've got my days mixed up. I was supposed to do this yesterday.
Oh, sometimes a bit artistic, a little, missing some of the details there. Yeah. Okay, a five. I'm only taking back roads because I just can't deal with people's drama and not knowing how to drive. I only go out if I have to, but when I do, I know what I'm doing, so no backseat driving. You know what? If you drive, I can give you real-time directions on how to do it. I can't drive your car either because I feel cramped and it's not comfortable. And my car will get there quicker.
I've researched this, and I know the right way to go. And yeah, maybe you do it and I will.
Yeah.
There you go. Saving that energy. Type sixes. I love this car. We get a discount on our insurance because of all the safety features. I've also read reviews and it's very reliable. You know, if you take this route, you don't have to do that awkward U-turn. I always get nervous making that turn. When you get out on the highway, we can stay in the middle lane so the fast cars can go fast and we don't bother anyone on the right side. Does that sound like a six?
It does. It does. So sevens. This is funny. Let's just get there. I have places to go and people to see. Maybe tomorrow we can lit up the car, get some cool snacks, take a road trip. I can call everyone and see if they're available when I get home tonight. Or we can just have fun to see where we end up.
You know, that's funny. Like, I'll call everyone tonight to see if they can go on a road trip tomorrow.
Yes. There's not a lot of planning that always goes in with sevens.
Not all the time.
Not all the time.
Yep. Type eights. Look, buddy, I'm on a tight schedule. I need you to move it or lose it. I don't have all day for you to decide which lane you want to be in. Buckle up, kids. We're going off road.
I think I've seen my sister do this. Oh, my goodness. She is a serious driver with a mission.
That's funny.
Our lovely nines are last but not least. Guys, we're going to take the slow lane and we'll get there when we get there. It's okay. We're going to have fun and no fighting back there. I can't focus when you guys are arguing.
There you go. Keep the peace.
Yes, yes. No kids fighting.
That's fun.
Well, this is a great spot to take a break. We hope you are laughing right now and enjoying yourself and finding yourself in some of these personalities. We'll be back in a moment. You won't want to miss what's coming up at the end.
Do your kids love listening to great stories? It can be tough finding a kids podcast which upholds your Christian values. Story Jumpers features exciting, entertaining stories by authors who write from a Christian worldview. Each episode is created with kids in mind. Audiobook clips are followed by a brief author interview your kids will find fascinating. This is a podcast for kids. Subscribe to Story Jumpers wherever you listen to podcasts. Story Jumpers is a member of the Bridge Podcast Network.
Okay, so we've got something super funny for you, we think, that you're going to enjoy. And any kids of the 80s listening, you might enjoy this even more and you might recognize some of this. So we thought about having to figure out what type of 80s song described each Enneagram.
That's right. We haven't conferred on this ahead of time.
No.
I'm going to give you some songs.
Yeah.
And you're going to give me some songs, and we're going to see if each other can guess the Enneagram type.
We're gonna have to try to guess this. So this should be fun.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry. Be happy.
Okay. My guess is a seven.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yay!
You got it. You got it.
They like happy things in life. Okay, here's my song. I'm starting with the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his ways. What do you think?
Oh, let's see.
That was my Michael Jackson impression.
I don't know. I'm getting maybe a one.
Yes,
yes!
You are right.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome.
Cool beans.
He's a smooth operator. Smooth operator.
Oh my goodness. Let me think. A smooth operator. Is that a four?
Close, close. So it is someone who is withdrawn. So it's slow.
Nine.
You
ding,
got
ding,
it.
Ding, 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 ding.
You got it.
I was trying to think of that jazzy type sound.
Yep.
I was like, okay, what do we have here? And we can build this dream together, standing strong forever. Nothing's gonna stop us now.
You know what? I maybe an eight.
No.
Okay. So let's see. I was thinking Nothing's Gonna Stop Us was an 8-part. So let me see.
Build this dream.
Let's see. How about a 3?
Yes. They're kind of in the same.
That makes more sense. Okay. We're going to do this. We're going to do it together. Yes. That makes more sense. Okay. How about, you might as well face it, you're addicted to love. Ow!
Okay. I'm thinking of 2.
You got it.
Because they love people. That's good. Oh, my word. Okay. Let's see. But I still, that's flat. Let me start over. But I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
Oh, my word. Okay. So
don't judge us on singing here, folks.
Yes, yes. I am going to say a 6.
No.
A 5.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm thinking researchers.
Go.
They haven't found what they're looking for.
Yes, yes, yes. It was that head. Space that I was, yes.
Yes.
5, that makes sense.
Yes.
Okay, how about, now I have heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do ya?
Okay, that sounds very flowy and very emotional, so I'm thinking of 4.
There you go. You got it. You are the woman, I'm telling you.
I'm trying. Okay, let's see here. Another impression. I always feel like somebody's watching me and I got no privacy.
That is definitely a 6.
Yes. Oh, my word. Okay. All right. Let me try. Let me try one more. I think we're narrowing this all down, but it's the eye of the tiger. It's the thrill of the fight, rising up to the challenge of our
there
rivals.
You get 8, baby. 8, sweetheart. It's an 8.
They like to challenge people.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
that's fun.
We are goofy, and we hope.
We are goofy.
We hope that you are enjoying the goofiness and that you have laughed today and that you learned just not to take life so seriously. And if you're still not sure after all this insanity and what you've heard today of what your number is, you can always refer to our episode number 2 that describes all the types. And you can also take a free test at yourenneagramcoach.com to see what you really are. We look forward to seeing you next time. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss an episode.